Welcome to the Innerside Radio Annual Eastover Special. As we know, Eastover is when the Jews celebrate an ancient Sky Daddy massacre and Christians celebrate their anti-Semitism. Something for everybody! Oh, Abraham, why are your children so crazy? I don't think the Muslims celebrate anything on Eastover. Maybe they just chill. Or just burn an atheist or something.
Hi, this is Jimmy DePetro, General Sales Manager of the Jerry DePetro Chevrolet of Redlands. And I want to say to all my Jewish friends, come on out to your chosen dealership this holiday season because we're plagued with inventory. You just can't pass over these deals. We've got more bargains than you've negotiated down in a lifetime. Check out the super-efficient Chevy Silverado pickup with the V8 6.2-liter engine that gets an economical 6 miles per gallon city and 12 highway. Plus, it has enough cargo room for your extended family and a pallet of matzah, or set your global warming dial on frack and move up to the 6.5-liter engine with a 6-speed automatic. You don't have to celebrate Passover to be plagued with bargains, but it wouldn't hurt.
President Obama's in Israel, so you know what that means. The Secret Service needs prostitutes.
Shalom, is this the Mustang Kibbutz?
No, it's the Lomans. We're having a sale on kosher vaginas. Of course, it's the Mustang Kibbutz. Come on in, take your shoes off.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
Late? The Messiah's late. You're just inconsiderate. I have you down for 2 o'clock, you show up at 3:30. You don't call, you don't text. What do you think, I'm running a whorehouse here?
Well, actually, I thought it was a whorehouse.
What whorehouse? It's a whore, kibbutz. Completely different. This is socialism dating back to the founding of Israel. David Ben-Gurion came here. Golda Meir worked her way through college here. We even took Arafat, but only on his birthday. The Mustang kibbutz, every girl earns the same, no matter how ugly or difficult. I made a brisket. Should I heat it up, or do you want it cold like on a sandwich?
Well, actually, I came here for sex.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have something to eat. You can't have sex on an empty stomach. Let me fix you something.
No, I ate.
What eat? What did you have?
I had a tuna sandwich.
That's not eating. Here, sit. We'll get you something.
No, really. I just want to have sex.
I didn't say you weren't going to have sex. I said you're going to eat first like a person.
Fine, you wore me down.
So, what do you do?
I'm a Secret Service agent.
Not so secret anymore. So you're with Mossad?
No, I'm with President Obama's Secret Service detail.
Big whoop. A big shot. Here, eat this. This is good. I made this yesterday.
It is good.
What, I'd give you something that's bad?
No, I didn't mean that. I'm just saying, this is good. What is it?
It's flunkin. Today is the last day, otherwise it would have gone bad.
Why, it's amazing. I'll have a little more.
Here, try this marble rye, a little black cherry soda.
Okay, I'm ready. May I see the girls?
Now? You just ate. You have to wait half an hour, or you'll get cramps.
You're right. Hey, can I have some more of that flonkin?
Of course. So, is there a Mrs. Secret Service agent?
It's the day before the Jewish Passover, and Jesus and his friends, the disciples, are now in Jerusalem. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus had kept telling them that something terrible was going to happen there, but they hadn't really understood what he'd meant.
Lord, the day is at hand. We are in the last days. You are Jehovah God. We know that the times are in your hands, and we give them to you. But we also, Lord, are astute enough to recognize the blossom on the fig tree is opening. The day is at hand, Lord, when your return will come nigh. Nothing is more important than bringing sheep into the fold, than bringing new life into the kingdom. Lord, you are the one who chooses us. We don't choose you. You choose us. And there are young people, Lord, that are to be chosen. You have gone, Lord, and you have plowed the field. You have planted the seed. You have watered it. You have weeded that garden. And the harvest is at hand. And I pray, Lord, that...
Now, however, they started to sense that what Jesus had predicted was going to happen.
More evidence that Judeo-Christian tradition is under attack in America. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. If you watch The Factor, you know that we won the war on Christmas battle. A few years ago, some American companies ordered their employees not to say Merry Christmas. Remember that? We presented the facts to you. You told the stores you wouldn't buy there. The crazy edict was quickly rescinded.
At supper, Judas, one of the friends, had left them after Jesus said something about Judas betraying Jesus. So, all was not well.
But the war on Judeo-Christian tradition continues on in some public school districts. In 10 days, it will be Easter Sunday. But in some schools, you are not allowed to say the word Easter.
Jesus led them to a place called the Mount of Olives.
On Long Island, the East Meadow School District holding a spring egg hunt. Not Easter eggs, spring eggs.
When they arrived, Jesus fell to the ground and prayed to God.
Is it time to call in the PC police? We may close to detaching the word Easter from egg hunts as some schools and cities across the country take a crack at referring to them as, quote, spring egg hunts. And joining us now to weigh in is Carol Swain, a professor of law and political science at Vanderbilt University. What's the mentality, do you think, behind this?
Well, there are two factors, I think, that are relevant. One is the secular humanists would do anything to diminish and marginalize Christianity.
A moment later, Judas appeared with a crowd who had been sent by the Jewish leaders, and they were armed with swords and clubs.
And the other big factor is that too many Americans have allowed themselves to be browbeaten, and they are swallowing hook, line, and sinker the political correctness. We need to stand up against political correctness.
What was happening, the disciples thought to themselves? Everything's going horribly wrong.
Don't they see that they're actually causing more pain?
Well, I can tell you that if we remove the name Easter, then we might as well call them pagan egg hunts. And it bothers me that the merchants, they benefit by Easter, and if they're going to benefit by selling eggs and chocolate bunnies and all of those things that we associate with the Easter tradition, then Easter needs to stay attached to it, or Christians need to boycott the vendors, boycott the egg hunts, anything that doesn't respect their religion.
They'd forgotten that Jesus had told them that these things would happen.
You're saying before that they want to purposely diminish religion. What would be the point of doing that? Why would they want to do that?
I believe that the secular humanists have a vision of the world in which we are all interfaith, that there's no dominant religion. But right now, because Christianity is the dominant religion in America, the guns are on Christianity. It's not against the other religions of the world. And there's a double standard. We see it all the time. The Christian organizations are under attack. There are 15 groups at Vanderbilt University that are no longer recognized by the university. They cannot get any kind of funding to bring in a speaker, yet their parents are paying student fees.
In their distress, they all turned and ran away. Meanwhile, Jesus had been taken to appear in court, first before the high priest, then before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate.
And they're calling him the Spring Bunny? The Spring Bunny, not the Easter Bunny, the Spring Bunny. What effect do you think this has on children growing up? Are they going to grow older and realize this is all nonsense? Or do you think this is going to stick with them and they're going to pass this kind of stuff onto their kids?
It all depends on what the Christians in America do. The last survey that I saw, 78% of Americans profess to be Christians. If they're Christians, they should not be participating in pagan egg hunts. If Easter is removed from the egg hunts, then it's a meaningless pagan holiday, and they need to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with their children.
Jesus was accused of pretending to be God's son.
And they need to begin to speak up. We the people need to speak up.
Which was a crime punishable by death.
And fight for our traditions and values. We need to organize through social media and boycott.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Professor. We'll be following it. Happy Palm Sunday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Pilate didn't think that Jesus had done anything worth being put to death for.
Same thing in Prospect Heights, Illinois, Manhattan Beach, California, Flat Rock Elementary School in South Carolina, and a school district in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania.
Would you please shut up? You have done nothing but talk the entire time I have been trying to... Yes, you, young man.
No Easter.
I have had it up to here with this.
They're having spring egg events.
It seems the only thing you're interested in is talking to someone else in this class. 24/7, it seems. You just cannot seem to shut up.
Moderated by a spring bunny.
I've had enough.
I know it's stupid.
And I'm going to see what I can do about all of this energy you seem to have. Yes. Stand up.
You know it's stupid, but it's happening.
First of all, what we're going to do is put this in your mouth. Shut that little chatterbox up.
And there's a reason why it's happening.
Now stand still. Open your mouth. Oh. Wider. There. Right. Ah, see? There. A little more difficult to try and talk, isn't it? Alright then. Nope. Stay right there. Stay standing. Now. You obviously have far too much energy to actually focus in the classroom, so I'm going to see if there's some way I can get rid of all of it so you can sit down, shut up, and remain calm.
After a time, darkness came over the whole land.
Let's see. Ah. Of course. For a little boy like you, probably the best thing to get you to do is settle down.
And it lasted for a full 3 hours.
Maybe if we should give you a little bit of help here, shall we?
Even though it was the middle of the day.
Yes, you can go a little faster.
But just for a minute, their spirits lifted.
Faster, yes. And...
just a bit.
Ah.
Maybe it hadn't all been for nothing after all.
There. How did that feel?
Hallelujah! 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 For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah! 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 For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Three days later, they were to realize that Jesus' death very definitely hadn't been for nothing.
Secular progressives are running wild with President Obama in the White House. They feel unchained, liberated, and they're trying to diminish any form of religion. The goal is to marginalize religious opposition to secular programs. For example, in Canada and China, a woman can have an abortion for any reason at any time. Secular progressives want that here. But traditional forces in America are in opposition. In Scandinavia, there are laws that say you cannot criticize minorities, and if you do, you could be arrested. Secular progressives want laws like that here. Also, the legalization of drugs well underway in many places, and that is a secular cause. So, if the far left can marginalize Santa and the Easter Bunny, if they can tell the children
Christianity is stupid, communism is good, communism is good.
Those symbols are obsolete and unnecessary.
Communism is good, communism is good. Did you hear that?
They then set the stage for a totally secular society in the future.
Give up! Give up! Give up!
That's what you have in Scandinavia.
Give up! Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid.
That's why the Easter Bunny is on the run.
Christianity is stupid. Give up,
here in America.
Are you 40, single, married, divorced, overworked, unemployed, bumping against the glass ceiling? Whatever your drama, we can help you escape. Meet Xavier, Raul, Chindao, and Unguru. These handsome little devils are available for companionship at a very reasonable rate. They don't talk back. They don't make you worry. They don't ask questions. All they do is love. Why? Because they're babies and you're 40. And we're Rent-A-Baby. Don't you want to hold a baby? Smell a baby? Rock that baby while he or she snuggles right in and, makes you feel you're needed and capable and human in some small, finite, rentable way. These little cooing warm balls of soft, smooth love have no agenda except wanting to be held by you, by the minute, by the hour, or for a whole weekend away. Our babies are clean, well-rested, and well-behaved. And if they're not, well, their birth mothers remain in a holding cell while we fight immigration reform. At Rent-A-Baby, everyone, no matter their race, color, creed, or income level, is worthy of love, if they're babies. And fellas over 40, don't let your emptiness go unfulfilled. In addition to our traditional Ferrari Rogaine Viagra package, we now offer a weekend of fist bumping with black athletes. And a letter from your dad telling you how proud of you he is. And for platinum members, a list of all the women who rented our babies. Rent-A-Baby. They're there. They're there. Do 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 do.
Yeah.
after being flogged, Jesus was made to carry the heavy cross on which he would be put to death up a steep hill. When he reached the top, they nailed Jesus to the cross and lifted it up and left him to die.
The other day I heard a bunch of young folks talking how they thought that God was dead. Well, I almost had to walk away in anger, but you know that I stayed on to talk with them instead. Well, I looked them in the eye, you know that I told them that's a lie, 'cause you know God isn't dead, he's only sleeping. Well, yes, he's sleeping in that bedroom in the sky. And I know that he'll awaken by and by. So when you say your prayers to the man upstairs, sleeping.
Friends and neighbors, here's a radio offer you'll want to take advantage of. An offer made by Spinoza's Torah Center, located in the heart of downtown Muskogee.
Right now, you can get not three, not four, but five books of Moses for only $2.98. And if you act right away, you'll also receive not eight, not nine, but 10 commandments engraved on not one, but two stone tablets provided by the Ungerpachtet Monument Company.
Friends and neighbors, this ain't no Schlafer Dicker hype. No, sir. We know a lot of you folks out there always yearn to study the Torah, but you just didn't have the time. Well, now you can and do.
And if you act right away, friends, we will include absolutely free and no cost to you your choice of a personalized Day Glow menorah or a combination tablecloth and prayer shawl.
Y'all get on down to Spinoza's Torah Center, where the folks always say,
God isn't dead, he's only sleeping.
I've never snake when the harrow bots of nits. There's a dozen discs laden is our lord. He say I drink the blood of his lord. The masses, I dance the shadow of sin. The screams of torture are the music of my dance. I breathe deep the stench of burnt flesh and illicit lust. Take crack in Beelzebub's name. Offer yourself into shallow sexual promiscuity to circulate venereal diseases from hell.
I was told by one of the greatest pimps that ever lived, his name is called God, that if you know what you got, then you ain't got much.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me be here. Thank you, Pastor. It was so cool growing up in this church and getting saved here, getting baptized by Pastor Riley at Little Beaver Lake Camp. Freezing cold some days that we had at camp. My whole family getting baptized when we were little. Believe me, I know what I'm saying.
Who is this adorable creature who has an insatiable love for the eggs?
We open the show with Jimmy the Petro and the Mustang Kibbutz from the David Feldman Show, which airs on Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles. The Story of Easter, starring Michelle Bachman, Bill O'Reilly, Fox and Friends, a naughty teacher from Pornville, Handel's Messiah, sung by the Roaches, Christianity is Stupid was Negative Land. Rent-A-Baby was the Final Edition Radio Hour. Check them out at thefinaledition.com. God's Only Sleeping was Wilderness Road. And we heard an inspirational thought from Sarah Palin, followed by Easter Bunny from James at War. He's over at jamesatwar.com. This and all previous Interside Radio programs can be heard on the internet. Simply Google The Inner Side. Don't forget to check out the podcast at scaptiles.com. Tune in next week for part two of Inner Side Radio with Dylan Brody, which I was going to air this week, but I forgot. It was Eastover. Now, a special Eastover public service announcement from Frank Zappa.
Do you have a philosophy, a parenting philosophy?
Well, this is revealed in minute detail in the book, but I could sum it up for you, and you're probably not going to enjoy it. In the part that says how to raise fantastic children, the secret clue is keep them as far away from religion as possible.
And that's the key, you think, or what else? Didn't you say you should let kids grow like weeds?
Yeah, let them grow like weeds, but keep them away from a church. Let me make this very clear.
Choosing
a religion is important, okay?
Right.
And this is not something that should be inflicted on a child from birth.
Who knows his own hands from the bottom of his well-proportioned toes to the fingers of his nose? You or he who sweated it out long before...